Return. At the end of May 2009, Jobs flew back from Memphis on his jet with his wife and sister. They were met at the San Jose airfield by Tim Cook and Johnny Ive, who came aboard as soon as the plane landed. You could see in his eyes his excitement at being back, Cook recalled. He had fight in him and was raring to go. Powell pulled out a bottle of sparkling apple cider and toasted her husband, and everyone embraced. Ive was emotionally drained. He drove to Jobs' house from the airport and told him how hard it had been to keep things going while he was away. He also complained about the story, saying that Apple's innovation depended on Jobs and would disappear if he didn't return. "I'm really hurt," Ive told him. He felt devastated, he said, and underappreciated. Jobs was likewise in a dark mental state after his return to Palo Alto. He was coming to grips with the thought that he might not be indispensable to the company. Apple stock had fared well while he was away, going from $82 when he announced his leave in January 2009 to $140 when he returned at the end of May.